Hey everyone, thank you for joining me on another episode of Brooklyn Baritone. This is a beautiful day today, but as I always say, whenever you choose to join me, morning, afternoon, evening, nighttime, late at night, it doesn't matter. I always appreciate the likes, the looks, the listens. Of course, I'd appreciate you hitting that subscription and notification bell and the like button on my YouTube channel, Brooklyn Baritone. Do that, of course, at your own discord, at your own pleasure, at your own leisure. It's okay, but I would like the algorithm to flow and go in my favor. All right, everyone. It's been a while since I've had a lot of these productions here, even though I have put things out on my YouTube channel, but I'm going to get straight to the meat of exactly what I am talking about today. There's this commercial that I've seen for quite some time that's caught my attention and sparked me to think more. It's a commercial with pets and their owners enjoying life, they're happy, big smiles, energetic animals, and then there's also scientists, because the logo is Science Did That.
And giving your best friend the best nutrients for their best life. Science Did That.
So when I think about Science Did That, of course, with, you know, promoting good health and everything, which what we believe science is supposed to do, the problem that I thought is that there's so much thing that science has done that promoted kind of our downfall. So let me get into it a little bit more. See, the fact that science as we know it is a catalyst to many problems. Mainstream science is what developed and promoted a lot of ailments in us and our pets. So I did some digging on that when I just saw that Science Did That commercial. Let's see what else science did. Well, according to the Banfield Pet Hospital of Portland, Oregon, pet ailments have been on the rise yearly. Pets have been diagnosed with more and more obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Doesn't that sound like it correlates to something very familiar with a lot of us, especially in the Western culture, especially in this country here in America? So going further, a study published by the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine showed an increase of cancer in dogs between 1985 and 2002 was a study from various parts of the world. The research was conducted in Genoa, Italy, but it was taken from UK, from America, from a lot of other places, mainly Western culture places. The same poor diets of manufactured and highly processed foods, along with our poor lifestyle choices that we practice, now has transferred and affected our pets. Man's best friend is now suffering from the same ailments that we do because of our choices and poor diet. So when I saw that commercial again, it made me think about science, because I've talked about science, or I should say mainstream science, on my channel before. I don't have a problem with science, legitimate science. I have a problem with the mainstream science, where so much agendas have been pushed to us. So going back to the whole pet thing with science and obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancerous growths, that's been actually on the incline and rise as years go by. Of course, I'm totally understanding that there are other factors in play. I know there are some breeds, because of how they were bred, they would be at a higher disposition to get certain ailments, certain ailments where it deals with their respiratory issues, arthritis, bone issues, cancerous growths, those things. So I'm well aware of those factors, but it's just very interesting to see and see the correlating data when we used to feed our dogs bones. Now I hear so much that people, they shriek and they gasp at the fact that you are giving your dogs bones. You will kill your dog. Your dog will choke on it. Dog can't manage it. Listen, you look at the dog's mouth, you see those teeth and those jaws. One of the biggest fears that people have about dogs is biting, their bite force. The bone is stands no chance against dogs. Maybe smaller dogs, but most dogs, average size dogs, bigger dogs, bones have no hope against a dog with taking a dog out. They're made to chew on certain things, keep their teeth sharp and clean and all those things. But we shifted from those things, and certain dietary practices we have with those dogs, our best friends, our cats as well, where we now feed them processed foods, the same way we feed ourselves, we've been fed processed foods, thinking that things are more convenient, it's better for us. We have to always take the mindset that anything with great convenience is a great compromise behind it. You have to look and peel back the layers and then do your research and understand. Look and do some research like I did. It didn't take me too long to dig this up, but these are things that I've been wary of and very conscious of for a very long time. So the thing is, the mainstream science industry, it is influenced by all of our political issues. It's influenced by our economic issues. It's influenced by our social direction. Science is influenced directly by these things, political, economic, and our social mindset and status. But on the flip side of that, our political issues, social issues, and social direction, our political issues, economic state, and our social direction, they are directly influenced by science. So science influences these things. Mainstream science influences these things. And these things are influenced by mainstream science. That's basically a circular reasoning. Because when you look at how much things that's pushed consistently, and we just trust the think tanks, we trust the science industry a whole lot with our well-being, which you figure, okay, these are people who are dedicated to thinking, to doing research with the funding is there. But that's the problem. Because I want to talk about what else science has done. Science has promoted racism for centuries. I know some people like, oh boy, here he goes. Here comes another victim mentality. No, it's the truth. It's the receipts are there. The receipts are there for everyone to see. Whether you choose to look at it or not, or perceive it in a certain way or not, that's up to you. That's a personal issue. But the receipts are there. Centuries we've known in the form of evolution, which usually depicted the Negroid, Asians, and Indians as inferior to the Caucasoid model, to the Caucasoid race species. That's one thing that science did, and we're still feeling the effects and going through the effects every day right now. We still can't get it right. Mainstream science also lied about things such as my favorites, the Peking Man, the Piltdown Man, the George Haeckel embryonic table. Science has pretty much lied about the integrity of radiocarbon dating, the way that people figure out how old something was by looking at fossils or rocks and all those things. Science has also lied about the geological table, again, just like radiocarbon dating, where you see a layer of rock and you would think like this layer is like 10,000 years old, this layer is 2 million years old, those things. These things have been proven fraudulent, basically, or proven very erroneous, but it's pushed to us by mainstream science as the truth when it changes all the time. Like I said, I don't condone or support or trust in the mainstream sciences that has programmed us with divisive and deceptive agendas. I like science down to its core, down to the real humble approach of we're trying to figure things out without an agenda, without politicians influencing us, without what the people want, without our economy driving it. No, there's such thing as hard truths. When you get down to the bottom of everything, is going to be a hard truth. And the fact is, keeps always switching and flip-flopping. And then again, well, I just talked about a couple of statistics that I've dug up about the correlation of pets getting ailments the same way we get ailments. When before, so much ailments that we get and animals got never existed 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. It's in direct correlation to our lifestyle and how we eat. It's right there in front of us. We don't need finite, mainstream, divisive science, quote unquote science, to show us the way. Because basically, when we do that, we're putting our trust in man. We're putting our trust in ourselves, which we should have a certain level of competency. We should have a certain level of confidence to know that we should be able to get where we need to get as a people. But we've been trying to do that for a long time. We've been trying to figure things out when technically we have the answers already laid out for us. Yes, here it comes. Here's the other shoe that's going to drop. What do you call it when someone has provided the answers for everything they need? They're asking questions. They want to figure out how to live a better life, a healthier life, how to become a better person overall. But the answers and the process has been laid out for us. But yet we refuse to follow it. It's given to us, but we refute it. It can't be that. I'm going to trust scientists. The same scientist that's lied about things, the same scientist that always changes their data, moved the goalposts. Another thing that science also has done was divide friends, coworkers, and family. Remember, when you follow the science, this was what we went through, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And here we are, years later, the same thing when people who resisted that, unfortunately, are being proven right. Where we believe the scientists, we believe the data, we believe famous people like a Bill Gates, which he has no should have any kind of authority at all with medications and stuff. He's, you know, go somewhere and go fix my laptop. Don't tell me about population control and wanting to make more processed meats or telling me to shoot vaccines up. We look at people like Fauci, when he's had definitely a checkered past. And again, the receipts are there for people like this to see what they have said and what they have done. You could know them by their fruits. We see all these things here and we keep trusting it, which I don't understand. It's very asinine. It's very disheartening to me. But again, it's pride when we're given the answers for everything and we refuse it. We refuse it. We refuse it. When we have testimonies of so many people that have taken that advice, we have so much live evidence of people every day making that choice. We have historical evidence of people making that choice, become a better person. It's called pride. And the problem is we have that pride encapsulated with our way forward, that we invest in science. We invest in our own selves. We become our own saviors. We are our own messiahs. That's basically what it is. In order to get a solution for a problem, we have to come outside of the mindset that caused the problem. Again, the answer is there. Do not put your whole trust inside a system that consistently changes. It's full of agendas and it's full of half-truths. The answer for a much better life is there for all of us. We have to be humble enough to accept it. I'm telling you wholeheartedly to not put trust in this place. You need to follow Yahusha. Follow Yah. Let the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, guide you properly. You will have much more peace, have more joy. Even if you go through hardships, you won't be chasing your tail like how mainstream media and mainstream science has us doing right now. And unfortunately, as like I mentioned before with the whole vaccine thing, and people were making correlation of blood clots, it's coming out more and more now where this is actually what's happening. I want you guys to look at the receipts, use wisdom, stop listening to these people who clearly do not have our best interests in heart. That's all I wanted to say today. I thank you very much for joining me. If you want to check out more of my content, feel free to go to my website at brooklynbaritone.com. Much more content there. I also have merch, so you can always check it out if you want to, you know, wear some stuff looking like me down the street. Well, not exactly like me, but yeah. You could also find more of my stuff on my YouTube channel, Brooklyn Baritone. I'm also on Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music under Podcast. It's been a while. I'm missing some stuff. You could also find me on Facebook and Instagram. I also appear 2 times a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 12 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Verizon, Optimum, RCN, and Spectrum. Thank you guys. If you listened, I want you guys to think about everything I've said. Trust in Yah. Go forward. Be happy. Be blessed. You'll hear from me soon in the future. I'm out.